The Oklahoma Senate sends a bill to cut the state's affordable housing tax credit to the governor. House Bill 2760 reduces the annual amount available for new developments from $4 million to $2 million. Senator Stephanie Bice says the state has one of the nation's better affordable housing stocks.
The affordable housing shortage is less prominent in Oklahoma than almost all other states. There are six other states that have what would be considered more affordable housing per capita than Oklahoma.
Mental Health Association Oklahoma Chief Housing Officer Greg Shin says that comparison skirts the real issue.
When you're living in a state where the minimum wage is still at $7.25 an hour, you have to work 85 hours a week to afford a two-bedroom apartment in Oklahoma. I don't think that's affordable.
2 in 5 Oklahoma renters are considered overburdened, meaning more than 30% of their income goes toward rent. According to a recent assessment, Oklahoma needs 19,000 more affordable housing units for low-income families. Senator Mary Boren says with thousands of Oklahomans now out of work,
the demand for affordable housing is going to increase, and to take away any incentive right now for our partners to provide that housing is not good timing.
Shin says cutting the tax credits will also mean hundreds of lost jobs as building slows down.
When you take a look at what happens in the economy with affordable housing production, the $2 million of state credits is just the tip of the iceberg.
A recent study through the Commerce Department pegs the tax credit's economic impact in the state at $839 million. Matt Trotter, KWGS News.